Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives, and we give Jesus all the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Isaiah chapter 61 verse 10. Isaiah 61:10. It writes, I delight greatly in the Lord. My soul rejoices in my God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation and arrayed me in robe of his righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns his head like a priest, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. What a beautiful imagery of the bride of Christ, and beautiful picture that the Lord looks at his people, and how beautiful it is that to understand, my dear brothers and sisters, to know the glory of God and the salvation of Jesus in our lives, and to recollect that day when you made Jesus your personal Savior. It is always encouraging to share in a testimonial service by recalling with other believers the time we responded to God's loving invitation for personal salvation, to remember what we were, how we were going, and where we could be today had not God encountered us, is truly an important spiritual activity. But we must also be quick to note that the happy day of our new birth was never intended to be the final goal for our lives. Rather, it was just the starting point for developing a Christ-like character and an endless fellowship with our Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. I was listening to this beautiful hymn, you know, along with Isaac Watts and Charles Wesley. Philip Doddridge is generally ranked as one of England's finest 18th century hymn writers. And he wrote, "O Happy Day," a text which expresses so aptly the sense of joy in a personal relationship with God. And it's beautiful. It was written somewhere in 1775, and it is one of the most popular secular hymns, the spiritual hymns that you can sing about the salvation of God. It says, O happy day that fixed my choice on thee, my Savior and my God. Well may this glowing heart rejoice and tell its raptures all abroad. The chorus says, happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. He taught me how to watch and pray and live rejoicing every day. Happy day, when Jesus washed my sins away. My dear brothers and sisters, share with someone your conversation with Christ, your encounter with Christ, your conversion experience, and the events that prompted the decision when you first fully realized that you were truly God's child. Hallelujah. Share it with somebody and rejoice in your salvation. Be glad. Be joyful. Apostle Paul reminds us, rejoice in the Lord also. And again, I say rejoice. And every way, when Psalmist says, rejoice in the Lord God Almighty for your salvation. Give God the glory, all you upright in heart. So yes, we will rejoice, we will praise him, thank him for his work of salvation in our lives, and we will become more like Jesus today and tomorrow. And God is going to bless us abundantly. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day, O God. Lord, we are in the land of the living, and we thank you for your goodness and for your mercy. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that you never fail, you never change. Your word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. You are always there, Lord, having the best interest of our lives in your heart. And you desire to bless us with the best, the creme de la creme of everything. Lord God Almighty, we thank you. Your word tells us that you'll always be above, you'll never be beneath. You'll have altitude and abundance. Lord Jesus, we thank you. We know the devil comes to steal, to kill, and to destroy. But you have come, Jesus, to give us life and life more abundantly. And I pray that even today, we will enjoy the abundance of God kind of life in our lives, in Jesus' name. Abba, Father God, today as your people step out, O Lord God Almighty, into their jobs and businesses in running the errands for the day, I pray that your Shekinah glory will be their portion. You will lead them and guide them and bless them and uphold them with your right righteous hand. Keep them from the evil one and bless them. I pray for the ones who are sick in our midst. I take authority over every demon of infirmity and I cast that demon out in Jesus' name. And I release your healing virtue to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of the feet in the mighty name of Jesus. For by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. We thank you, we bless you, and we honor you, and we appreciate you, and we give you all the glory. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, be blessed. Have a wonderful weekend and don't forget to go to church this Sunday and fellowship with the saints of God. God bless you. God be with you and bye for now.